This conference is all about celebrating and challenging the creativity, the ingenuity that you all bring to build new and great things on top of platform innovations that we make available to you. It is our mission to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. We want you to be able to bring your skills, your technology choices, your languages to our platforms, and then build from there new and great things. We're opening up the Office user experience for all of your applications in fundamental ways. This fundamental platform shift of Office, where the users, the 1 billion plus users of Office, are available for you as developers, we believe is going to change the very fundamental nature of what Office is to becoming really a platform from us and from you together. Windows 10, as I said, is not just another release of Windows, it is a new generation of Windows.
So today we're announcing that you will be able to compile the same Objective-C code that's being used in iOS applications within Visual Studio on Windows. That you can reuse your current server-hosted website code and tools and take advantage of the rich capabilities of the Universal Windows platform. And it's very exciting to share. We'll enable developers to reuse nearly all of the Java and C++ code from an Android phone app to create apps for phones running Windows 10.
The opportunity to build applications that can change the world has never been greater.
We're going to enable the 4 million Docker Linux developers to join all of the millions of Windows developers and make it possible using standard Docker, using open source, to take any Windows application, Dockerize it, and run it on any server.
And I'm excited today to announce that we're also releasing now a preview edition of the runtime in pre-compiled binary format that you can download and start using for Windows, for Linux, as well as for Mac. One of the things we're, it can be used on Windows, on Mac, as well as Linux development machines. And I'm really excited to announce that we're going to be making it available for free. And even better, that later today, the first download of it will be made available on all those platforms for you to start using. Now, this new Data Lake service that we're announcing today is really a revolutionary way to store and process data. We've built the new Data Lake service using more than a decade of real-world learnings, managing exabytes of data for our own Microsoft services.
Microsoft Edge is the browser built for Windows 10. And it'll be available on the widest range of Windows 10 devices. It is a browser that end users will think about for getting things done, for things like note-taking on the internet, for a great way of reading and consuming content. And it's a browser that has Cortana built in, so it learns the things that you care about and helps you get things done. We're going to help all of you and our end users discover value in the Windows ecosystem, on the lock screen, on the start screen, with Cortana, with Microsoft Edge, and how we're going to enable great new devices with Continuum.
Windows Holographic embraces this notion of experiencing life in three dimensions by mixing digital content right into your world, right into your life. So let's take a look at how portability of experiences enabled by Windows 10 can change the way makers like you interact with the physical things that you build.
At the core of our company is empowerment, empowering us all.